This is a HeadGum Podcast. Lady Lovin is brought to you by RX Bar. For those of you that don't know, RX Bar is a whole food protein bar that I am obsessed with. You guys have heard me talk about this so many times on the show. I love RX Bars so much. And why I love them is because they want to build things the right way. RX Bar believes in the power of transparency and lets the core ingredients do all the talking, with all of them listed right on the front. So, you know, everything that's in them you see, and they are truly delicious. I love them so much. They're gluten-free, they're soy-free, they're dairy-free. Free. They're great for breakfast on the go, a snack at your office, throw it in your bag. I ate 2 RX bars on the plane. I'm not kidding you. They're so, so good. They also have egg whites for protein. So it's great. Like, I can't have whey, and egg white protein is perfect for me. They also come in 14 delicious flavors, including chocolate hazelnut, peanut butter and berries, my favorite chocolate sea salt, another one of my favorite coconut chocolate, and another one of my favorite peanut butter chocolate and coffee chocolate and more. They're so good. They also make seasonal flavors too, which I love. And now they've also debuted RX Nut Butter, which pairs great with fruit, rice cakes, pretzels, or straight out of the pouch. And they're delicious. So I love them so much. You guys know I do. I rave about them constantly. I love the chocolate sea salt. It's like, tastes like I'm eating dessert, and it's so great. So for 25% off your first order, visit rxbar.com/lovin, L-O-V-I-N, and enter promo code lovin, L-O-V-I-N, at checkout. Valid in the U.S. only. That's 25% off of your first order by visiting rxbar.com/lovin and entering the promo code lovin at checkout. Again, valid in the U.S. only.
Today's episode of Lady Lovin is brought to you by HelloFresh, a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. I love HelloFresh. I get the boxes a couple times a month, and you can get them like in a smaller box or a bigger box if you have a bigger family. And honestly, for me, it is so simple and convenient. I'm working a full-time job. I'm at the office. It's really hard for me to like get to the store, you know, like decide what I'm going to have for dinner, go get all those ingredients, come up with a recipe. So HelloFresh like just makes dinner time for me so much easier. Also, you guys, like the excitement of cooking is back in my life when my HelloFresh box shows up, because there's always really great recipes. There is global eats options, which brings authentic international dishes and flavors to home cooks like myself for exciting new meals. So I think that we have like a little offer for you guys today. All you have to do is go to HelloFresh.com/lovin60 and use promo code lovin60, and that's going to get you a total of $60 off. $20 off of your first 3 boxes. So just go to HelloFresh.com/lovin60 and enter that promo code lovin60 at checkout. Hey guys, welcome to a brand new episode of Lady Lovin'. It's Lo. Jilly's here.
Hello, and wait. It's Jilly, but we have a really cool guest today.
Yes.
We really do.
Our brand new sound technician, Dylan, is on the show.
Hello, Dylan Smith.
Hi, Dylan.
Dylan Smith. Dylan, if our listeners love this episode so much, where can they find you on Instagram?
You don't have to share that information, by the way.
Only if you want to.
Only if you want to.
Free promotion.
Okay.
It's promo. At SmilanDith.
How do I spell that?
SmilanDith.
Cool. Miss Greta's running a little late today. We're recording on the day of the New York City Marathon, so she is stuck in some major traffic. But she's on her way, so she might join us for this episode. She might not. No matter what, she'll be on next week's episode. So I guess we're going to do an Ask a Man episode
this
today.
This is an Ask a Man episode.
And get to know Dylan, our gorgeous sound technician.
We don't know much about Dylan.
This is our second
time.
This is our second time meeting Dylan.
Dylan, where are you from?
So I grew up in Long Island. Still live there.
A local guy.
Fairly local, yeah. Okay.
Cool.
I went to school at UConn, just graduated last May.
Cool.
And I'm currently on, you know, the job hunt.
Awesome.
Long term, yeah.
What do you want to do?
I think eventually I would like to write for TV, yeah.
Cool.
So, which like, I feel like is like so obnoxious to say.
Drama, comedy.
Yeah, comedy.
Dylan, I'm going to give you one piece of advice if I've learned anything in my 32 years on this earth.
What is it?
Don't discount what you want to do with your life. You don't need to make that joke and say, you know, whatever about writing TV. If you want to write TV, write TV and do it. Don't be embarrassed about it.
Cool. Right. Yeah. I love that.
Conquer your dreams, Dylan.
That's great advice, Jilly.
Because I've done that too. I'm like, oh, like, you know, I want to do this. And then it's like you end up like second guessing yourself. But if you say, I want to do this and you do it, you're going to do it, Dylan.
Thank you.
Like maybe an SNL writer or like a scripted show.
I think SNL just because it seems easier, which I know is probably not true, but just like, you know, I don't know.
Are you a Pete Davidson fan?
No, me and my friends were making fun of him this morning, actually.
Why? I love Pete Davidson. I am a number one Pete Davidson fan.
I think he's super funny.
Do you have a Pete Davidson tattoo?
I don't.
Maybe that's what you should get on.
I do want to get another tattoo, but I'm not going to get a Pete Davidson tattoo, but I do love Pete Davidson.
Okay. Dylan, tell us, please.
I think he's really funny. I think he's super funny. He came to UConn once and I went to go see him.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I just, like, I'm just saying, like, the recent escapades he's been up to.
There's a lot of drama.
Yeah.
A lot of, well, you know what? That's what happens when you have a public relationship, is the public wants to know every detail of the breakup.
So, but I mean, even before the Pete and Ariana breakup, like, it's true. Like, I knew who Pete Davidson was because, like, Greta's in the comedy scene. Like, you know a lot of people in comedy, Jilly. So I was, like, aware of him.
Yeah.
But he really, like, rode that fucking rocket ship to fame in that relationship. And it seemed like he did enjoy the attention.
He deleted his Instagram photos. He didn't even have any photos on his Instagram.
like, he just
No, he deleted them while they were dating.
I know, but, I mean, in all those paparazzi pics and everything.
Well, how are you supposed to act if someone's outside looking at you? I would probably, like, jump in the... I don't even know what the hell I would do.
I don't know.
I don't think that. I think... Well, he deleted all of his photos while they were dating, so I think that he was, like, not so into it. And I think comedians, the way that they get over things is by, like, talking about them.
Do you think he's just, like, a sensitive guy?
Yeah.
And I'm misreading the situation?
I think so. I think he's just, like, a normal, sensitive guy that happened to fall in love with a pop star. And this is going to be the next Disney movie that comes out in a year or something.
Okay, cool.
You know? It'd just be like if I accidentally fell in love with, like, Harry Styles, you know?
Yes.
And I would be like, what do I do?
Did you read the Harry Styles, Timothy Chalamet interview that was released the other day? That's really good. Check it out. They were just like chatting. They were just like being friends and talking about like their movies and their music.
Tell us the highlight from the interview.
The highlight was probably, well, at one point he tells, Harry Styles tells Timothy to go watch Big Mouth on Netflix. So that was like a nice real moment.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. I like Big Mouth. I'm a big Nick Kroll fan.
Is that cartoon?
It's the cartoon.
I haven't seen it. Very interesting. Okay, Dylan, tell us about your love life.
Currently dating a girl who lives in Boston.
Cute.
LDR.
Yeah.
What's an LDR?
A long distance relationship.
Oh yeah. LDR.
Yeah, LDR.
So behind the times.
So yeah, we met like at the end of school and then we were just like, yeah, let's keep it going. And then it's been good. Yeah, it's really nice.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. How often do you guys see each other?
It's been like no more than like 2 weeks.
Without.
So do you like get on that train? You train up to Boston?
I've been driving just because like it's usually have like other stuff going on where I can't like take the train or a bus just because it's like too inconvenient.
Sure.
But ideally like the bus would be the way to go just because then I can like read or sleep.
Yeah.
So tell me, do you guys have plans to ever live in the same city?
I mean, like, we haven't, like, talked about it seriously.
Okay.
Maybe like we've like joked this episode. Just kidding.
I'll call her up at the end. That's, like, the big finale. No, we've, like, joked about it. I mean, like, oh, so, like, I heard, like, they're hiring in Boston and places, whatever. And I'll be like, yeah, I heard you're moving to New York. But then, you know,
hasn't we, like, come laugh to it off.
Yet. What does she do?
She works, I don't care. She works at, like, a hospital in Boston, yeah.
Nice.
As, like, a nurse assistant.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
True love.
This does feel like
true love. I feel very happy. This warms my heart.
Okay, so you guys had a college romance.
Yeah.
You met at school.
Very end of school. Like, very, very end of school.
Very end of school.
Like, we were upset. Yeah, we were like, we were annoyed that we didn't meet earlier because then, like, it would have been way more convenient.
So you just met a couple months ago.
Listen, maybe it wouldn't have worked out if you met earlier because college can be a time where relationships do not flourish.
I only had serious relationships my first 2 years of college. I had a really, he was a senior, I was a freshman, he was on the soccer team, you know, it was like love. And then he graduated after his fifth year and then moved back to Seattle. And then I just went to town the remaining years of my, nice. Of my college education.
That's the way to do it.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I didn't even have a boyfriend until after college. I had a boyfriend when I was 23.
Okay.
I'm what they call a late bloomer, Dylan.
I'm also a late bloomer.
I love because I got a lot of childhood. You know what I mean?
I feel like most people actually are late bloomers. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think like in like our culture and like you see like TV's, movies, everybody's like romantic and in love or whatever. But the reality is like, well, I don't think that's factual.
What does it mean to be a late bloomer? Just that you haven't had a relationship? I don't feel like that was like a late bloomer in the sense that like...
Even that's just a social construct,
I think
though.
It's just the fact that I didn't have a relationship until I was 23, but that doesn't mean I'm a late bloomer, I guess.
No, it doesn't mean anything.
It just means that I didn't find someone that I wanted to give my heart to.
100%.
I love that.
You know?
Can you tell us the circumstances under which you and your GF met?
Yeah, so... Oh, boy. So I was in an improv group in school. And
cool.
And she was in an a cappella group.
Whoa! And so, Glee Club!
Wait, this is like Pitch Perfect 4.
I haven't seen any of the Pitch Perfects, unfortunately, but...
They're actually
I believe
pretty
you.
Funny.
But, yeah, her a cappella group would open for my improv group.
Amazing.
And then we just like saw each other in a bar and we were like, oh, I recognize you from this. And start talking. And
oh my God.
Dylan, do I want your life? Maybe.
Dylan, are you like the coolest guy ever?
I feel so happy. I'm so happy right now.
Dylan is the coolest guy.
I know, you look happy. This is really sweet.
Yeah.
What's the, I have not had a long distance relationship. Mm-hmm. Like what is the most challenging aspect of it? Apart from the obvious that you can't be together also.
Yeah, yeah. I would say the hardest thing, well, so at the beginning I was like, I think I was just like really insecure and I was like, every time we would like be apart, I would be like, oh, well, like she's going to get bored of me or whatever. Like, oh, while we're apart, while we're not seeing each other, like it's way easier to fall out when you're not together. So I was just like constantly like freaking out. Like, but then I talked to her about it, which is like always a good thing to do, I'd say.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, communication.
Yeah, exactly. So we talked about it. I was like, yeah, this is how I feel. She's like, that's insane. And now it's good. I'm happy.
Wow. Talking through your issues. Do all young kids like communicate better than we did when even like, you know, 10, 15 years ago? I feel like this is the new thing. You're in touch with your emotions. You're like sensitive about each other. Is this just like how it is
to go back
days?
To the Harry Styles, Timothy Chalamet interview? They talk about how masculinity is like the idea of masculinity is changing and it's more like emotional and men can kind of be, I don't want to say like more feminine because that's like, you know, that's not what I'm getting at, but sort of in that realm, if that makes sense, you know, like there's more of an open discussion about what it means to be masculine. And so,
you gotta
read the interview.
This is making me think that I need to date a 25-year-old.
I know. Are we like swimming in the wrong pool?
I think
pool?
We are. I think we're swimming in the wrong pool of men that are like, all the men that I date are like in their like mid-30s and emotionally unavailable. So I think maybe I need to date someone younger that is in touch with their emotions. This is just, that's really what I think I need to do. Either I need to date Harry Styles or someone else that's 25.
Who's that hot guy, Nathaniel Centineo? That guy I've been talking about lately?
Noah
Centineo.
He's the guy in the movie To All the Girls I Love, or All the Guys I Loved Before.
Yeah.
He's a heartthrob.
Tell me what Instagram means to someone who's your age. Is it like your social currency? Or do kids really not care anymore?
No, I think people definitely care. Like, I mean, obviously there's people who are like so into it and like have thousands of followers and like working to build that. And then there's people like it's their job.
Right.
I just like use it, see what my friends are doing. Every once in a while if I'm bored, hit up that Discover, you know, see what's going on, check out some basketball highlights. And then just, you know, whenever I have like a big event or something in my life, I'll take a picture and post it on there.
Dylan, do you want to hang out with us all the time?
Absolutely.
You seem really nice.
Do you? Do you Snapchat?
Yeah, I do.
More than Instagram?
I don't Snapchat.
It's like for me, it's a good way to just like stay in touch with my, like especially like college friends who I haven't seen or my girlfriend because it's, you know, an LDR.
Yeah.
That's like a great way to like easy like communication fast. can like easy to be like kind of flirty on there.
Yeah. Versus a text message.
Versus a text message, yeah.
Because it's more fun like to get like the snap notification, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like you have one new snap notification versus like a text message that's just in your feed.
Totally.
Maybe I need to get on Snapchat again.
Maybe.
You're just like really opening up my mind today.
Do I need to?
I think so. Let's do it. You and I could start slow by snapping each other low, and then we'll move on to people we don't know.
Dylan, can we snap with you?
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll have to also snap with your girlfriend so she's aware of us.
I'll be a brand ambassador.
All right. Well, I'm going to go through our first question.
Okay. Wait. Before we go to listener questions.
You have more questions for Dylan.
Do we have any updates?
Oh, on our lives?
Yeah. No, not really.
No, just building my business.
Yeah.
Which I'll tell you guys about. I haven't told the listeners what I've been working on, but I'll tell you about it soon.
Jillie's working on something. I'm not going to say what it is or anything. I'm just going to be saying she's working really hard and it's going to be really incredible.
It is, guys.
Is it fair to say that?
It is.
Can I say that much?
We can say that much. We can say it's going to be the best, but we'll tell you more about that later.
So, okay, before we go into listener questions, Jillie and I were having this conversation earlier today about sharing your location with your significant other.
This is an interesting thing to talk to Dylan about.
Yes.
So we have like a bunch of girlfriends that have their significant other's location.
Yes.
So they can track them all of the time.
Like 24/7?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how like on your iPhone, you can share your location with specific people? Yeah.
Like I made my parents share their location with me.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I want to make sure like that you guys are safe 24/7.
Yeah.
I think if I had a boyfriend, I never did this with any of the past boyfriends I've had, but I don't know if I would do it.
So my ex and I did it, but only because he would travel internationally to very remote, dangerous locations as like part of his job.
Okay.
And we did it so he could be like, can you make sure I'm okay in the middle of the jungle in Brazil?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it gave me like a sense of security halfway around the world to be like, okay, you know, I can see that like you're in the car moving from like this location to this location. Or like if I didn't hear from him for like 2 days, you know, I could at least see where his phone was. You know, we did it for like safety and security reasons. But like I know a lot of women that still do that with like their significant others or their husbands today, and it's like, why do you need to know where I am all the time?
I would share my location with my boyfriend because I would want to make sure that like if something happened to me that like someone would be able to find me. But like I don't really know if I need their location, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I would 100%. Never look. Like I've never looked at anyone's location.
Well, that's the thing. I shared my location too because I don't care if he knew where I was all the time. Like I have nothing to hide, you know what I mean? So it was like not a big deal for me to be sharing my location.
Maybe share location is kind of like giving your password to your phone to your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Do you share your location with your girlfriend?
I don't. I mean, she's never like asked or anything. I didn't even like know it was a thing you could do 24/7.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it seems like the main reason like that people would be doing is like they're worried that the significant other is like cheating, basically, right? Like
cheating,
I feel like
that's
like everyone's like beating around the bush and not saying that.
Yes, but that's what. I guess that's the point. The thing that we haven't said yet is like I feel like a lot of people do this because they're worried, like like my girlfriend or my boyfriend's out at the club till 4 a.m. Like what's going on? But like,
I think it's just like not
healthy. I don't care if you're out at the club till 4 a.m. Like, do whatever you want.
I can't be in a relationship where I would have to be worried that someone was cheating. If I was worried someone was cheating on me, then it's not the right person for me.
Yeah, I think it's like if you're worried about that, it's a sign of like a deeper issue.
I just more would want someone to have mine because like what if I got lost?
Yeah, for safety.
Because I'm like, I love safety, you know?
Do you want me to share my location with you and vice versa?
Let's do that.
Okay,
and then
cool.
We can find each other.
And then I know you'll
be safe. Actually, you did share your relationship or your relationship, your location with me before because you were going on internet dates.
Oh yeah.
So you were like, oh, you have my location and my mom does too.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
So I do have your location.
Okay, that's safe.
Yeah,
that's good.
I was like, that is smart of you, but also I'm petrified like that because the reason this is what Lo did. She's like, it's like 7 p.m. on a Saturday night and she's like, I'm going out with this guy I met on like Hinge or Bumble or whatever. Here's my location just in case. And I was like, I'm not going to sleep tonight. Like, who's this man you're going out with? I was like,
just in case.
I was literally like, text me when you get home, like halfway through the date. I'm like, is everything okay? Like, it wasn't just like, hey, I'm like, you know, going to be going on internet dates. So like, you know, we should share. It was just like, before she literally walked into her first date. I was like, this is crazy.
I didn't mean to like put the fear of God in you.
I forgot about it, but I do have it. I forgot about it. This was a long time ago. No, I forgot about it a year later. I was traumatized. Do you care if your girlfriend has your password?
I don't think I would. I've like actively tried not to let her see me put it in.
Oh,
but
really?
I'm really like, there's nothing I'm hiding on my phone. I think it's just like,
you just want
privacy.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. You Everybody's know? Entitled to privacy.
Yeah.
100%.
I agree with that too. If someone's not comfortable with it, that's fine.
Like,
I don't care. I've like no, I like just, I'm like, whatever.
Me neither. At this point too, I'm like, I have no secrets.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
If all my secrets my are on this podcast. So
<That's> totally. And like, yeah, if like that guy texts me, sure, I'll tell you what it's about if you want to know. Like, yeah. I don't care.
I really don't care either.
Yeah. I just have moved past that like shameful hiding period of my life where I'm like doing shady stuff.
But I also like am not the type of person to care stuff. About like put stuff I put online. A lot of people are private about like stuff they put online yeah. where they're like, oh, I don't want to share that, or I don't want like the tech companies to know like this about me, or you know, I don't want to have profiles.
Right.
I'm just like, all my shit's public, so that's
well,
just,
yeah, yeah. But you have been in a different position for a really long time
True.
Than most people, you know, with like high powered jobs or working in a certain kind of industry. And like, if you're that, I totally understand. I mean, I think even most people in general like are probably sharing way too much about their personal lives
yeah.
on the internet. Way, way too much.
Case in point might be me right now.
Dylan.
But no, I'm cool with it. Cool.
No, I don't think you've said anything
yeah, no. I'm
that's
just joking.
Like out of bounds at all.
You've been a lovely guest.
No, thank you.
So
I
far.
I think it's great. Should we answer some listener questions
yeah,
now?
Let's do
because
it.
We do love to have a
Ask a Man
episode. And yeah, let's just jump in. Do you have them pulled up yet, Jillie?
Let me see. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I'm actually answering some questions for our DMs.
Oh, DMs this week.
Yeah, because
Spicy.
I don't really check them, but we do get a lot of DMs. All right. In March of 2018, my BF of 2 years and I called it quits and I moved back home to Indiana from New Jersey. We were long distance for about 9 months. Then I made the move to New Jersey to be with him. We lived together and had two dogs. Long story short, the relationship ended because I became insecure due to him cheating on me with a girl he met at a work conference, and we were always arguing. He said it wasn't physical, but the texts I read between the two of them were still really hurtful. He took this girl out for drinks the entire week he was there and lied to her about our relationship, stating I was his ex. I ended up forgiving him and stayed in the relationship. Throughout our entire relationship, he would text this girl who I thought was a family friend. I asked him about her and he said I had nothing to worry about. 2 weeks after I moved back home, he was in a relationship with the girl I asked him about. I feel like I've been through all the emotions, heartbroken, betrayed, angry, sad, depressed. It has been 8 months and I still find myself thinking about it. He has moved on fully and seems to be in a happy relationship with that girl. While I'm over here single and happy about that because I'm taking this time to figure myself out. And wondering why I wasn't good enough for him. I want to forget about him and move on, but I find myself bitter about the fact that he gets to move on and be in love with and treat this girl like a queen while I'm still hurting and feeling inadequate. I would appreciate any tips on how to get over this feeling and back to a happy, healthy relationship, loving life.
God, it's so unfair when someone breaks up with you and like immediately finds somebody new and is happy again. Fuck all of you people.
It is very hard.
It feels so unfair. It feels so wrong.
Yeah.
So I totally empathize with this person. And like, gosh, to be lied to on top of it all
yeah.
is just really emotionally abusive to me. I'm not a liar. I've never approached relationships from that perspective. And I've never been able to wrap my head around emotionally how it's easier to lie instead of just tell the truth. Because to me, lies come with all of this stress.
Yeah.
And like, I just don't know why people feel like it's easier to lie than to just tell the truth and immediately like pull the ripcord and get out of the sticky situation. Like, why do people lie? What do you guys think?
I think people don't want to give bad news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
That was very insightful.
Dylan is
actually.
So insightful.
Wow.
We're all just like, what?
I'm going to date a 25-year-old.
I know. Let's do it. I'm changing my settings on my dating apps
I'm only
to 25.
22.
I'm going to date
that's
okay.
a little
yeah, too.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
a
no.
little outside.
That's a little. That's a little. Like anything under 10 years younger is too much.
Yeah, fair enough.
So we're just,
outside.
We're assuming that 25-year-old men are also like you.
Yeah. But do people not want to deliver bad news because they don't want to
deal with how somebody's going to react to them or to it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're bad at confrontation.
I think it's all of that. I think that people would rather live in a fantasy world. I think that people want their cake. What is the line? I want my cake and I want to eat it too or something. Yeah. I forgot something like how to say that.
Yeah. Have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah. They want all of that. Like they want to be able to like have a girlfriend that they can come home to, but like have other people that they can like, you know, that they might be like interested in another way and still talk to instead of making the decision to just be with that one person. I think a lot of people are confused and I think there's a lot of people that aren't good people.
Yeah.
That's just that.
Yeah. I think by a certain age though, you reveal yourself as like a long-term piece of shit or you're just still sort of like growing and learning, because I think that a lot of, not to hate on young people, Dylan, but I think that a lot of younger people in relationships behave like that because they like haven't had enough experiences yet to realize that like just telling the truth is the better option. It's easier, it's less stressful, it's less hurtful or whatever. So I feel like I like heard more stuff like that when we were a little bit younger. Do you know what I mean? And so I think like to the listener, I think that you are in a really hurtful, sad situation. And I think that you need to remember that it's really not about you at all. It's about this guy and like his maturity and how he like chose to handle the situation where like it could have been way less heartbreak for you.
Well, my question is, if you found out that he was, you know, emotionally cheating on you with this other girl, like why did you stay with him if that was like upsetting to you? And then when you found out again that he was talking to someone else, I mean, you did end up leaving. And I know that it takes like a lot to like end a relationship and to, you know, not stay with someone, but I think that there's a lot about like that you need to look at with like self-love and go back to like focusing on making yourself feel the best, because a lot of times, like, you know, the reason why you're staying or the reason why you're getting over it is because you don't want to deal with like what's really going on. And I think that really goes back to like yourself. And I've done that. Like I've stayed in a relationship that I shouldn't have stayed in as long, where the guy wasn't treating me right. And I think that it's definitely a learning experience. But I think from this experience, like you should, you know, think about like the way that he made you feel and just know that you don't ever want to be in a situation again like that, and move forward in that way and think of it more of as a lesson. Because I feel like from your note, it seems like you're focusing more on like, you know, her and that he's happy and you're single and all this stuff, instead of saying like, you know, that was what happened here and this is what I learned from it and like this is how I'm going to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have any tips on how she should move forward, guys?
Dylan, what are your tips?
Oh, God. I mean, that's like the question everyone asks at the end of a relationship, right?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Yeah.
Time is really the thing.
I would say try not to look into what he's doing. Like she's saying, like, I see he's being so nice to her and treating her like a queen. Yeah. Like try to completely like block him on social media or whatever, because just seeing that stuff like will definitely open the wound.
Oh God, it makes it so difficult. Yeah.
You don't want to know anything about the other girl. You don't want to know anything about what they're doing. You just want to focus. That's the thing. You have to focus on you. Like, what are the things that make you happy and do them? If it's exercising, if it's taking a cooking class, if it's working, if it's whatever it is, hanging out with your friends, do everything that makes you feel the best. Go on some dates. Like, you just have to like push your life forward and not focus on theirs.
Yeah.
And which is very hard.
100%. But I also think, like unfollow, delete. And truly, I think some people are hesitant to like unfollow because they're like, oh, I don't want that person to like think that I like care that much or that I'm a cool whatever. But like, who fucking cares? This person hurt you. They should know that they fucking hurt you. Like, goodbye. Yeah. Who cares? Seriously, get out of my fucking life forever. that's
no. I think you're right. I think you're right.
You know, like, I think it's
like there's no need to try to like maintain the relationship.
Facade, yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. Like there's no reason to do that, especially at that point. Okay. Dylan, do you have any questions for us while Jill looks for another DM?
Are you both in or out of relationships? I think is my
question. We're both single. So
cool.
I was in a long-term serious relationship. We broke up a little while ago.
Okay.
And I'm still trying to figure out my path forward. Yeah. To be perfectly honest, mostly I'm better, but it was like the real deal was really serious. Mm-hmm. And kind of at this age,
wow,
when it falls apart, you're like, fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. For sure.
So
it's hard when you like feel that you've given, especially, going back at this age, it's like if you've sort of decided that, okay, I'm going to like, you know, give myself to this person and then it ends, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
So in most ways, my life is way better than it was.
Well, that's good.
Because I've had so much time to like self-reflect.
Yeah.
And to really like work on myself, work on work in my career. And so in a lot of ways, I'm happier than I've ever been. And yeah, it's just this like, it's just this one piece of my life now that I'm like, okay, like how do I figure out this last puzzle piece? And it's funny, I'm getting to this place where I'm actually like doing really well on my own, and dating is kind of like, do I even want to date somebody right now? Cause yeah. I'm just kind of like kicking ass by myself. So I don't know.
It's really interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yes. I wanted to pull out a point that you said like there about how like you're happier now and you know that like, it's like the right thing that you're not with this person because he didn't treat you right. But like, it's still sad and there's still days that are like hard.
100%.
That, I think that to me is like the most difficult thing because like with all my relationships that I've had, like I'm to the place where I'm like, okay, none of those guys were right for me. But like, I'm still like upset over my last breakup and I'm still hurt by it. And it's like, but I don't even want to be hurt by it because I don't even care. I know he's not the right person that I want to be with. I know that it's not the right situation, yeah. But like, I'm still upset. And it's like, that sucks. I just don't want to be upset. I just want to like,
so intense. That's like, it's like so confusing.
It is.
I would think.
Yeah. But like, that's
it is very confusing. Yeah.
I feel like Lo, you're in the same place where you're like, okay, the last guy wasn't right. But like, you're still sad.
Still sad. And like most days I'm not sad. Most days I'm fine. I probably have like 4 or 5 days out of the month that are still really difficult.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I have found that generally it's related to dating somebody new and like he doesn't live up to the standard of my ex or it doesn't go my way or whatever. And then the disappointment of that kind of brings up these old emotions from the past. You know what I mean? So I don't even think it's so much about my ex anymore, but it's like you have to relive the emotions of like, oh, it's not working out. And I think that that brings you back to the person that you most recently dated. Been like, oh, I just miss that person, even if they treated you like shit.
One of my therapists that I've had in my life, of many therapists, told me that like when something happens to you like this, you start compounding all of the times the same thing sort of happened. And so it's like the feeling of all of the breakups and not just one, or like all of the times that someone disappointed you, but all of the emotions from every single one come back, even if it's not specifically about that one. And that's why it feels even like harder sometimes.
Yeah, totally.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, some days the emotional days are like really a challenge.
Yeah, because then you like think also like, what about the other guy before? And like, what about this time my heart got broken? And like,
it's true. I do have like lots of guys in my mind at this point that like, you know, have not been particularly nice to me or have done bad things.
Yeah.
And it's true. I start thinking about all of those guys.
Definitely.
Like, you know, like lots of people come into my mind.
Dylan, have you ever had your heart broken?
I would say this is like, so the girlfriend I'm with now is like my first, like, I would say like serious relationship.
Yeah. Oh,
but in seventh grade, I had a huge crush on a girl and she didn't like me back. And that was really a bummer.
That was heartbreaking. You know what?
On a lighter
note. You can love at any age. I think that that's fair to say.
Yeah.
I had like two guys in high school that I really, really liked. I didn't love them, but like those two guys were like, I was like, oh, my heartbreak of my youth. I don't know. It's really interesting. I find like that everyone should get their heart broken. Like, I feel like it's everyone should like at least once.
Yeah, it's very important.
Heartbreak is very important for growth.
I mean, even like what you were just saying, like you are like, you did self-reflection and now you said you're better off. Like that's like,
yeah.
I think most people would not expect that.
I don't know. I see a lot of women rise from the ashes.
That's
great,
though.
I mean, like, if you think about it, too, like, there's a reason why things don't work out, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's, like,
that's true.
And I feel like a lot of people, and I do this, too, are like, it's me, or like, you know, why couldn't that person step up or do the thing, like, and be what I needed them to be, or, like, maybe, but they can do it with another person, and there's all of that, but, like, there's a reason that it didn't work out, and it'll work out with someone else.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, do we have another question?
Shall we pull up
another
question?
Say, though, that it seems to always be the disgraced person that rises from the fucking ashes like a phoenix.
Like a phoenix. Okay, this is an interesting question that I am about to pull up. And actually, it's about...
I think we only have time for one more, by the way. I think this is the last question,
Dylan,
for this episode.
This is sad. We got to get Dylan back again. All right, this question is actually written in by this woman, and she says, "My husband and I are super lucky to have some amazing friends, which happen to be single guys. These are guys with great jobs, kind hearts, in their late 20s to early 30s.
Are we getting
30s.
Set up?
I should ask. And just want to find a lasting relationship, but they always end up getting ghosted by girls on dating apps. I met my husband before ever trying a dating app, so I can't really advise them on the experience. Can you guys give some advice to these guys about how not to get ghosted? What is an appropriate amount of time to talk to someone online before asking to meet in person, and basically how to stand out and find a girl who's serious about having a relationship?"
Ooh, this is like a reverse question.
And it's a reverse question, but we could answer it from the male perspective and the female perspective.
Okay.
So let's start with a male perspective. So what if you're getting asked out on a dating app and a guy asks you a question, like, what are the questions you usually respond to, and what are the questions that you ignore and ghost, I would say?
To me?
Yeah.
So, okay, I don't think it's about like the questions or the conversations really. It's just like a feeling that I get from somebody that I've like said yes or no to. And I think on dating apps, like, you have way more of just like a fuck it person like approach, and so you say yes to more people than you would in real life. And so I think you like might match with people that you're not necessarily like intending to really talk to or go out with. And then I think to me that's why guys mostly get, I'm sure men and women get ghosted on dating apps, because like there's like slight interest, a little bit of curiosity, and then like you match and you're like, I don't really want to talk to this person, kind of a thing.
Sometimes for
that's
me, it's
what,
also that,
that's what it is for me.
I think that's like a great observation, because I do say yes to a lot more people than I would in real life,
right?
Because I'm just like, I don't have time to actually look at all of your photos. I'm just looking at the first one. And then I'm like saying, I don't spend like that much time doing that. But also a big thing for me is the question. Like, I had a guy ask me the other day, like, what are you manifesting today?
Ooh.
And I was just like, sensitive. I don't think that we're going to match.
Agree.
Like, you know what I mean? Or if like a guy spells my name wrong.
Yeah.
It kind of annoys me. Or if someone's, or it's more if someone says, "Hey, Jill," when it's like, clearly there's a Y. It says Jilly. Like, what do you pay attention to?
That's maybe
to
a little too sensitive.
I don't care. Well, the phone always autocorrects Jilly to Jolly, and like that doesn't bother me. Mm. It's just if someone changes what my actual name is.
They're like
is,
assuming.
They're assuming, basically. Yes, that I go by Jill, yeah. And it says Jilly. If I wanted to have it say Jill, I could have written Jill.
Yeah, but you're also personally very sensitive about that. And so,
I don't know. I think that it's like, if a guy's name on there says Michael, I'm not messaging them and saying, "Hey, Mike." Are you?
I agree.
Maybe. I don't know.
Dylan is on my side.
But I will
Dylan's
say,
on Jilly's side. I don't think it's as big a deal.
I'm not
but
picking sides.
Again,
I'm not
I know sides. Historically you've been sensitive about your name and specifically what you go by, which is fine. I'm just saying, like,
it's like
I wouldn't rule like out somebody great just because they said Jill and not Jilly.
It just makes me not even want to look at their profile. I don't know. It's like, this is the one time you have to shine, man. Like, use the why.
That's so funny. I would say, yeah, I would just approach the conversation from like a pretty low key conversation. Don't ask somebody what they're manifesting today. Don't ask them like, what's your like worst online dating app experience? Like,
yeah.
don't ask weird shit.
Anything like that. Or like,
don't be weird.
Say, I hate it also when people say on these apps, like, I never come on here, or like, aren't dating apps weird? Or like, I hate this. It's like, yeah, we all do, but we're here because we believe in love.
For
so like, let's just like ignore that and
totally.
Just talk about positive things.
Let's dive in head first, man.
One thing that I think is helpful too is when someone like asks you a question that has to do with one of your photos.
Yeah. Yeah. Then it's like a little more engaging. Yeah. I don't know. Tell us, Dylan.
Have you been on dating apps?
Yeah.
Still?
I've only used Tinder.
The original.
Yeah. OG. I would say like, just like be playful and don't like try to be super serious out of the gate. Like, what are you manifesting? Like, that is a lot.
Yeah.
But then also,
that's a lot.
But I think also some guys like are so worried about coming on too strong that they like will try to like message girls back and forth for days and never even like show any hint that they're interested in them. And
that's
just like
true.
Talk to them like they're just like someone they've like met at work or something.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta like be playful.
But why do they do that?
I think they're just scared, and they think like they're gonna scare, like gross the girl out by like talking about anything flirty.
But it's just a dating app.
Of course,
man.
No, of course, I'm with you.
I know that you get it, but like that would be my answer.
Yeah.
I get that. I think that some guys are shy and they're talking to like a beautiful woman that they're interested in.
Yeah, totally.
It's intimidating
for sure. And 100%. Like, just like don't realize like like obviously the girls like also was looking for a relationship.
Yeah.
And not like, you're not like convincing them to like,
yeah, that's,
you know,
true.
It's not like whatever.
Totally.
Yeah.
I would also say if a guy immediately, like the first like three sentences he like messages he sends me, if it's like, so like, let's definitely get a drink. If he like asks me out right away, I'm like, slow your roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I typically wouldn't respond to that unless it was someone who I thought was like super sexy.
Yeah. I don't really respond to anyone because I'm the worst. But okay, let's think about
well,
it.
Why don't wait? That's really interesting to me. To
just why
throw
don't I
that
respond?
Away. Yeah.
Because I'm putting myself out there, but I'm not like really putting myself out there, you know? Okay. Which is like my own like.
All
like,
right. So this is good information for all the guys out there. It's just
that
like
I'm putting myself out there, but I'm not really putting myself out there.
Yeah, but just
there.
Like every woman like has like a really, just like guys do, everybody yeah. has yeah. a different reason for being on there. And I would just say that like, you will strike out with most people, but you won't strike out with the people that like you're supposed to meet and you're supposed to engage with. Cause
that's
like they're
true.
There for the right reasons also, or like they're like present enough or like their energy is in the right place. You know what I mean?
No, you go and then I'll switch to the woman's side.
Okay. I was just going to say another thing is I know like guys get every guy phone I've looked at has like so many less matches than women. Like women are like maxed out to matches and guys have like 20.
That's really true because I was talking to my friend Aaron today and I was showing him my matches and he was like, you have so many matches. I don't have that many matches.
It's crazy. It's
I
crazy.
Don't get that many matches.
You probably still get way more than guys.
That is like also because then the guys are looking at it like, oh, like
this is my chance.
Yeah.
There is like a weird pressure involved.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like I bet no girl has ever signed up for, or like so many fewer girls sign up for like Tinder Plus or whatever than guys.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. So are men just really looking for love way more than women are? Just kidding.
I think it's probably equal. Yeah. Okay, from the woman's perspective, why do you think that women get ghosted on dating apps? Like, why would you not respond to a woman on a dating
app?
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think I would. Like, I usually, if I match with someone and, like, I see that we matched, I'll look through their profile again, and sometimes I'll be like, oh, like, no, you, like, fell through the cracks, kind of. And I'll just unmatch them right away so that I'm, because I don't want them to be, like,
yeah.
Like, I don't, there's no point of, like, messaging them if I know I'm not interested.
Yeah.
And then if I'm, like, messaging with someone, I don't think they're, like, unless they, like, are being super weird or anything. But no girl I've ever really messaged on, like, Tinder
was weird.
Been, like, what are you manifesting or something like that?
Sometimes, like, I'll message a guy.
Are
or,
women
like, a
just
guy?
Inherently better at dating apps than men are?
No. Maybe. Women are...
I don't know.
Sometimes, like, a guy will message me something, and then I'll message them something back, and then they'll say something back, and I'll say something back, but, like, they're just one-liners.
It's just boring. Yeah, sometimes
that
happens.
And then, like, it's done.
Then that's
just another
you
reason.
Dead
what
in the water.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's another
like,
reason.
Why?
You feel like you're doing all the work, and then I'll just be like, okay, I'm out. Like, you don't care either.
Peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I don't get is, like, what... Yeah. Yeah, just being ghosted.
I messaged a guy today.
I didn't know where I was going with that.
I'm the coolest at these messages. I messaged a guy today and he was leaning to the side in his photo.
Yeah.
And I messaged him and said, great lean.
That's cute.
That's cool. I would like that.
That's
right?
Funny.
What did he say?
Nothing.
That's weird. Like, that's so, was that today?
Ghosted.
Like recently?
It was
or?
Like an hour ago, so we're good.
Oh, yeah. He's just not, he's just like,
yeah, we'll
time,
see. We'll see.
He's just asleep.
Again, I don't
he's
even
like
know what I'm doing.
He's
I'm
walking
just
his
lightly,
dog, or he's like at a bar watching football.
I'm lightly testing the waters, the pool
nice
of
lean.
The dating app world.
Cool. I love this.
Well, Dylan, every episode we end the episode and we shout out a woman that we love and admire.
Yeah.
And it's our Lady Lovin' of the Week.
Okay. I'm going to say my mom for sure, since it's my first time. Like, I got to go.
Yeah.
With, like,
mama's in the
classics.
House.
I'm going to say Dylan's mom, too, because
oh,
you are such
so
a lovely person.
Oh, my
you
God.
Really are
so she
great.
Raised you amazing.
And
so
I'm going
to
say
out to Dylan's mom.
Dylan's girlfriend in Boston.
Wow, yeah. Dylan's
we'll keep her anonymous, but, like,
I appreciate that.
You got a winner right here,
yes,
ladies.
Do.
Love it.
Dylan, thank you so much for being
thank
on this
you.
Episode.
This was an absolute pleasure.
This was
really
fun.
Yeah, thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
So you guys, when you hear an episode that sounds as great as this one does, you know it's because of Dylan.
No.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, you guys tune in to next week's episode on Monday.
Perfect.
Chat then.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.